Hey everybody, it's Brian. Before I did this Seahawks stuff full-time, I worked as a manager and senior leader, so I know how lonely it can be to try to find someone you trust to talk through people issues, org issues, process issues as you try to lead an organization. Ryan Cleveland of RyanCleveland.com is someone I trust to have those conversations with. He specializes in working with CEOs and business owners, and you can get a complimentary free discovery session to see if it's a good fit for you. Just go to RyanCleveland.com to sign up and start now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to an episode of Real Hawk Talk, a special episode of Real Hawk Talk. I am Brian Nemhauser. You can find me and all that we do here on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Ad Hoc Blogger. And I got my buddy Evan Hill here at Evan Hill HB. Because, Evan, man, we know who the Seahawks are going to play next week. We don't know when they're going to play yet, I don't think, but we know who they're going to play. First of all, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. I've been an absolute degenerate sitting on the couch for the past, 48 hours here. And, we've got tonight's game, which is fun. I'm just realizing my mic's not in front of me. Apologies. We've got tonight's game, which is fun. And then we've got Monday Night Football, which I completely forgot. There's another playoff game happening. I completely forgot the Steelers and Texans are playing each other. It's been a thrilling weekend. I love what Jeff said over text in one of our group chats is this has been one of the most thrilling wildcard weekends in a very, very long time. I think there was a stat I saw that said four of the four wildcard games played so far all had a material lead change in like the final 3 minutes, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely did. And I mean, I want to get your reaction to the whole weekend. I also... like just to set the stage for anyone who's under a rock or just doesn't pay as much attention to these things as you and I, the Seahawks are playing the 49ers next weekend. They're playing the 49ers in the divisional round. We don't know when. I think that'll get probably announced after Sunday Night Football. And the reason that happened is the 49ers beat the Eagles in a game that most people did not give them much of a chance to win. But they did 23-19 on a late touchdown to, Christian McCaffrey? No. Who got the game-winning touchdown? Do you remember?
No, I think it was CMC.
CMC? I thought so. Yeah. And I mean, dude, this is a very unique experience watching that game. I don't know if you felt that way, but I want to hear from you first. And then I'll share, like, it was a really... My wife was confused watching me watch this game. So I want to know what you were like. Where were your emotions as you watched this game unfold?
Yeah, it was a very weird football game because emotionally, Brian, I was actually comfortable with either outcome. The Rams, are suffering from a little bit of injury concern and confusion with Matthew Stafford's finger, which he banged against the helmet in the Panthers game. And then this Niners team just lost George Kittle, his ACL, and feel bad for him, but he starts a long road of recovery. And I think so emotionally for me, I was comfortable with either outcome, but I had finally landed on a position of I would rather root against the Niners than for better what I felt like perceived playoff favorability. I think regardless if this team is who we think they are and they are capable of what we believe they are capable of, we should not be concerned about a Niners team. We should not be concerned about a Rams team hosting either of those teams in Seattle. Like if this team is who we think they are, they can beat both of those teams. And that's who I believe they are. So, I will say this. It was very interesting. I'm not a huge bettor. We both know this. Yeah. Most of my friends know
definitely
this.
Definitely not a good bettor. I know that.
Oh, horrible bettor. Horrible. like, take whatever I do and do the opposite. It's like a free money printing machine.
Yes.
You'll basically be the Federal Reserve. Like it's a thing. What was I saying?
But you don't bet. You're not a huge bettor.
Oh, yeah. So the odds were in favor of the Eagles. All the money was behind the Eagles for 95% of that game. Like, Vegas was very confident that Philly was going to win that game, but it felt like as it drew out, Philly, like, the whole second half offensively, like, A.J. Brown with a terrible drop. Like, I just don't understand that Philly offense, like, at all. I don't understand Jalen Hurts. They completely confuse me. I don't even have like an accurate, I don't really have like in-depth analysis on them. They're just absolutely bizarre to me, but it felt like the further they let San Francisco hang around in that game, it felt like Brock Purdy was going to make it happen. But in the end, it was their defense that, you know, saved them the day. So, yeah. I'm curious to know where you're at, but I'll just say this, like I'm ready for next weekend. I think this is maybe going to be an even better potential emotional outcome for Seahawks fans in the future. I'm not going to count my eggs before they've hatched, but I'm excited about the opportunity. But tell me where you're at.
So first of all, I'll say this, dude. I'll say this. I think I went in this weekend thinking this was the least likely outcome. I believed there was even maybe a better chance that the Panthers would shock the Rams. And that was before the game. I was just like, you know, these games where it's the home team that has like everyone betting against them. And, you know, maybe something weird happens. I lost so much respect for this 49ers team the last time the Seahawks played them. And I thought the Eagles defense was good enough that there just wasn't a chance that this was going to be an outcome. I'm just being honest.
Well, I texted you guys before the game. I was like, I look like an idiot now, but I was like, there's a very real chance that it was going to be a Seahawks Eagles NFC championship game in Seattle.
Yeah.
I really believed that. Like I did not think the Niners were going to win this game. I don't know how they did, but here we are.
And so as I'm watching this game, and I even tweeted this out beforehand, I'm like, I didn't know how I was going to feel heading into this game. I knew logically that the 49ers were a better draw to get first in some ways, that like not as strong of a team as the Rams, whatever.
Sure.
Potentially a shorter week. If this is a Saturday game, the 49ers will have one less day to recover, like all that stuff, right?
I would love that.
And so like it made logical sense to root for the 49ers. But as the game came, I'm like, there is no way. Like, I am not rooting for the 49ers. And so I didn't. I didn't from the very beginning. But my emotions watching this game, Evan, it was like the only time I can remember this where I just was cackling every time something bad happened to either team. Like, it was a pure hate watch. I wasn't rooting for any outcome. I was just like, oh, dude, that guy looked like an idiot. Yeah. And it was like, and there were plenty of opportunities to laugh during this game because Brock Purdy threw a couple picks. They looked like they were like shit for a lot of the game. You know, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, like, I mean, I hate Nick Sirianni.
Arrogant prick.
I'm not a fan of the Eagles, and Eagles fans are so arrogant. They're like, every time you question their team, they're like, well, look at our record and we won the. I'm like, yeah, but you guys aren't as good as you were last year. Like, you have to know that. And so every time something went wrong for the other team, I found it funny. And so Rachel, my wife, for people who don't know, literally texts Isaac, my son, and is like, why is dad like happy that the 49ers are doing well? She was so confused. She was like, maybe he's having a stroke. Like, what's going on? And that's the only way I can explain it. I mean, I would have been fine. I would have been totally fine with the 49ers season ending. I will always be fine with that. But I'm also fine with having to play them next week. And I honestly, like, I don't know about you, but I haven't wrapped my head through all the implications. You just mentioned one of them that hadn't even really gotten to me yet, which is now if the Seahawks beat the 49ers, there's a chance they could play the Bears in Seattle for the NFC championship. It's not the most likely outcome, but neither was playing the 49ers this week.
I those cardiac Bears, they are something else. I borderline turned off the game last night. I did it, but you know, it's I'll just say this, like the boombox thing in the tunnel with the Niners like that shit is just so annoying.
It's just so bad.
I will say this. One of the questions we asked ourselves maybe last week with you, Jeff, and I, we were like, what's the potential game planning? Or maybe you asked this in a press conference. I don't remember where I'm pulling this out of my brain, but like, they're playing the Niners 2 weeks in a row. So from like a game plan perspective, game planning, like schematic, like research perspective, I'm not sure they have like, I'm not sure they're starting from ground zero. Let me put it that way. You know what I mean?
No, it's like, remember what you did last week? We're doing something like that this week. And honestly, that's maybe one of the dangers, right?
It is.
I want to be really clear from the jump on this. I am not one of those people that falls into the trap of, oh, we just beat them badly in their home stadium. We're going to do the same thing again. That's not how football works. It's just not. So I think it's really hard. It's much harder to end a team's season than it is to do almost anything else, no matter who that team is. And so I think this could be a tough game. I'm not like sitting here saying the Seahawks are going to blow the 49ers out, although I think there's a chance they will. But I mean, dude, the 49ers lose George Kittle. They get Trent Williams back in this game. Ricky Pearsall did not play in this game. We'll see if he plays next week. We'll see if there's any rumors that start going out there about Fred Warner trying to make it back for the divisional game. I can't see it. He just ran on the sideline last week, and it sounded like, you know, NFC Championship was really the first time. But who knows? We might hear some of that.
Yeah.
And Trent Williams, like, we'll see how this all ends up, but I mean, he wasn't great in this game. The 49ers were running out there. Like, they were relying on Kyle Juszczyk, Malik Turner, ex-Seahawk. Malik Turner was getting snaps at wide receiver. DeMarcus Robinson was their big weapon. So, you know, I don't know,
Can I say something controversial, kind of unrelated, where my head is at? A year ago, this fan base was having... 2 years ago, too. Over the past few years, this fan base has had disagreements about our home field advantage, why it doesn't feel like it's the same from 2013, 2014, those peak Legion of Boom days. This is an amazing opportunity for our home field advantage to make a massive, dynamic resurgence like the old days. Mm-hmm. You asked for it, you got it. This is a 14-win football team. They won the NFC West. They got a first-round bye. They have the number one defense in football. They have a historically good defense. They have dynamic football players on both sides of the football. They have a young, you know, I don't even want to say emerging head coach, because I think he's in the top echelon of head coaches now. He's earned that title already in year two. This is an opportunity for Seahawks season ticket holders and Seahawks fans in the Seattle area and abroad to make for a very powerful home dynamic, sort of like scary place to play football type of scenario for the Niners.
100%, man. 100%. So
I just want to be clear here about something. If you're a Seahawks season ticket holder and you opted in for playoff tickets 2 weeks ago, everybody got that email. Blue Pride list also got that email. Please go to the game. If you can't go to the game, please make sure your tickets, make a very intentional effort to make sure your tickets get in the hands of a Seahawks fan. And I would just encourage people, like, don't make this a money thing. Even if you can't find somebody to get your tickets, like, give them away to somebody who hasn't gotten to a game before and is going to scream their asses off. Like, this is, let's win a fucking playoff game against our fucking divisional rivals and fuck them up, please.
Yes.
Can we do that? Like we've got the team. This is the fucking moment. This is a legitimate opportunity for this team to make a real material Super Bowl run. I've been proud of how the fans have shown up this year. So I want to make sure I state that, but like, this is our fucking moment. Let's do it.
Really well said. I got a couple things to add there, which is,
HPTix.com.
yes. HPTix.com. But the team got to this point. The team really got us here. I don't think that the fans have been super like bought in for a lot of the season. I'm not saying that they haven't been good, but this was not the 2013 season. This was not the 2005 season where the fans just like were right there, step shoulder to shoulder with the team the whole way. There's been some like hesitation and whatever, right? But we're there now. The team got us here. The coaches got us here. So now it's our turn. Like, it's our turn to raise the level of this team is what I hear you saying. And I think that's absolutely fair. And I think what Evan's explaining is if you're a season ticket holder, you are not required to spend the money on playoff tickets. You are not required. You can opt out of doing that. And so like, if you, you don't have to, this isn't a situation where it's like, oh, this is a sudden big expense I wasn't expecting. And now I just have to figure, like, you could have opted out. But if you opted in, a lot of people are trying to make money on this first game because they want to be able to like basically get free tickets to the NFC Championship game is what I think people are doing. If you want to do that, that's okay too. But the fact of the matter is just list them on hbtix.com. It's free to do. And once you do that, pay attention to the emails that come in. And there's really one simple step that can verify that you're selling to a Seahawks fan. If you want to cut it down to one simple thing, make them DM you from a social account that clearly has history of following and talking about the Seahawks. That's it. Don't let them tell you what their social account is and just look at it, because they could just scam you and pick any social account that's actually a Seahawks fan. Make them DM you from that social account so you know that's actually the person, and then sell the tickets to them. Like, that's all you got to do. It's a simple step. So that's one thing. The other thing I do want to clarify, Evan, there are going to be 49ers fans there. There's going to be a lot of
they travel very well.
Well, it's not just they do, but I people, no matter how many times I say this, don't listen. The 100 level behind the visitors bench is significantly owned by ticket brokers. It's not season ticket holders. Now, they are season ticket holders because they own those seat licenses, and the team can't reclaim those tickets. So no matter what we say, those people are not going to list on HB Ticks, those organizations. And 49ers fans have a bunch of money and they're going to spend it and they're going to be in that section. Outside of that section, though, it's like, let's make sure we're doing this. So that's my like my high horse to go with yours.
I appreciate you saying that. I'll say this. Like, this suddenly makes me very interested in physically attending for this game. Like, it takes me a lot. It takes a lot to get me off the couch these days. Like, for NFL football games, I did it with you guys in Nashville, which was super fun. Do we have a pulse on what ticket prices look like right now? Have we? I need to check HB Tix.
I'll check right now. I will tell you this. If you're doing that, you should really just rent an Airbnb for a week and come, because you're going to come right back for the NFC Championship.
I've got too many friends to stay with. I'll just crash for a week. But
the cheapest tickets I'm seeing on HB Tix right now are $400 per ticket. The most expensive I'm seeing are field level seats that are $3,000
per, I assume.
That's what it says per ticket.
Yeah.
And some of these are from verified patrons. So, you know, if you decide to come, let me know. Maybe I'll be able to figure something out, get you some help. But dude, let's just talk about this for a second. Let's dream for a second. Because we'll get into analysis another time. But if the Seahawks' path to a Super Bowl, to their next Super Bowl, is to go in to San Francisco and beat them on their home field for the number one seed, and then it is to beat them in Lumen Field to end their season, then it is to beat the Rams in the championship, and then it is to win the Super Bowl on the Levi Stadium field. Evan, I don't know if there is a tastier potential path to a Super Bowl than that.
I think I'd have to retire from fandom after that. I don't know if you could top that. That's the thing, is like, oh my gosh, like in Santa Clara on their home turf. Like, I'm 1-0, 1 week at a time. This is where I'm keeping my emotional state right now. But I will say this, Brian, back to a little bit about next week's game. I think it's going to be far closer than it was in Santa Clara. I really do. Like, I think that Niners team, even without George Kittle, man, they were embarrassed in Santa Clara. They were embarrassed. Like, the Seahawks controlled that game for 98% of it. I think it's really hard to beat a really well-coached team in a dominant fashion. Not just two times, but two weeks in a row. And I, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, the game prediction show we do later this week on Wednesday, I'm going to predict a Seahawks win, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than it was in Santa Clara.
As it stands, like, right now, you know, Sunday evening, a week before the game, I think there is a 50-50 chance that this is a much bigger win than the last game.
I would love that.
A much closer one. Like, I honestly think either one is totally possible, because I think the Seahawks now, they know that they're better than the 49ers. It's not like, even though they thought they were, they believed they were, mm-hmm. there's a big difference between, like, belief and confidence, like mm-hmm. knowledge that you've got something. And mm-hmm. I think that game could have been 30-3. Like, I think they could have really beaten the brakes off of them. And now you're getting Charles Cross back. You're going to be getting potentially Elijah Arroyo back. You're potentially getting Kobe Bryant back. You had a rest week. Like, I'm just saying, I think this team is peaking with confidence right now. And the 49ers are not going to have George Kittle. And I'm not sure that they can hang, man. I'm just not sure of it.
So, real quick, from a injury status perspective, so Trent Williams was back today.
Yep.
Do we know if he's like 100%? I mean, good enough to play. I guess I'm just like cross comparing, like, how it was, you know, what was it, a week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
The matchup. So
it was just last week.
Left tackles are, it's funny, that feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah.
But both left tackles are back. George Kittle is obviously the big change, which is very significant. Pearsall
might be back.
Might be back, but like, such a weird player. Like, it kind of feels like he's made of glass, unfortunately. Did the Niners have a safety get injured today, or am I hallucinating? Maybe that was a Rams player last week or yesterday.
I'm looking at snap counts here just to see if anything. Jason Pinnock only played 10 snaps, and Marcus Siegel played a bunch. So maybe Jason Pinnock got hurt. I don't know if
somebody
I
said something. Brown got hurt.
Jair Brown got hurt.
I think so. I think he left the game. That's who I'm. I always butcher his first name.
Marcus Siegel is in for Jair Brown at free safety.
Yeah,
with Jason Pinnock. It's a hamstring injury for Jair Brown. Wow, I didn't know that. Jair Brown's been a big part of their defense.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how good is he? Like, I really don't have a good read on him.
Jair Brown?
Yeah.
He's not great, but he's been one of their better players. I mean, even in this game, he was these are all not final PFF grades, but and take PFF grades for what you want. But he was their second highest graded defender at 76. Mm. They started a guy named Garrett Wallow at linebacker, and
Eric, I saw some funny tweets about him, by the way. Wallow that we cannot share on this stream,
we will not share. But
I don't know who that guy is.
Trent Williams, at least his initial grade, he had a 58.7 pass block grade in this game. So this guy is forcing his way to play. I respect it. I don't think there's any chance he's 100%. He'll probably be better next week. He might be worse. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But they're going to be like hoping that Ricky Pearsall gets back. That would be huge for them. But man, look at this. Like, I think that there's a chance. It's going to be hard. What I will agree with you on, Evan, it's going to be hard to hold the 49ers to 3 points and no first downs until like the second quarter and like just nothing. Like, they held them to nothing. That's going to be hard to replicate. The offense is going to score more than 13 points, though. Like, they just are.
I do. Like, so, yeah, they're not going to make a they're not going to get stuffed on the 1 yard line. Knock on wood again. You know what I mean? On the first drive of the game.
Well, and can we spend a second on the Eagles for a second? Like, how shit is that team, man, to have like blown this game?
They're. I can't believe they won the Super Bowl last year.
Well, they were really good.
They were really good, but like I still had this like lingering doubt in my brain. Like I still don't know if Jalen Hurts is good at football. Like I still don't know. like with the joke we always make, and this is not, we're not being serious, but like he's, you know, Justin Fields with like an excellent PR team. Like like I don't, they're star players. I just, Barkley does not look like Saquon anymore. Like I mean, he's still got some burst, but I think the 400 plus touches that they ran him through in, the year before their Super Bowl year, when you look at the amount of like explosive runs, like it's obviously not anywhere close to what he had last year. But
can I just say that? Yeah. It is a joke that Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter got more votes than Byron Murphy. Like those guys went up against this offensive line for all pro.
How many votes did Jalen Carter get?
More than Byron Murphy. I don't want to go look it up, but like,
poor shit.
Jordan Davis as well. Like, I mean, those guys weren't good today. Jalen Carter had a couple moments, but I don't know, man. That was shocking. Last thing I got to ask you, like, unless there's other things on your mind, but like the rest of this weekend, the Rams game, the Rams Panthers game, the Packers Bears game, like I literally, Evan, thought I let myself, and I rarely do, but I was like, okay, well, the Seahawks might end up not like they might end up playing the Panthers. Like I thought that, and then I literally was like, oh, they're probably going to play the Packers. Seemed pretty likely. Nope. And then today I was like, oh, I came in today thinking they're definitely playing the Rams. They're playing four different times, four things wrong. With the games that you've seen, where's your kind of take on where the NFC playoffs are headed?
It's wide open. There's just not a team that scares me. And it kind of goes back to my rant like earlier in our show. Like even yesterday, like I was rooting for the Panthers, obviously.
Sure.
And I was rooting for the Packers because I, you know, from a favorability perspective, the Packers are pathetic, by the way. That second half performance yesterday, complete choke, complete collapse. Yeah. One of the worst coached halves of football I've seen in a very long time. If I was a Packers fan, I would be thinking very evil thoughts about a certain head coach with the last name LaFleur. Like it's funny. Like if you were thinking about like what head coaches are available and like who might be better than Matt LaFleur, I don't know if the list is very long at all, but at the same time, if I was a Packers fan, I'd be absolutely disgusted. I don't know how I'd be able to deal with that, but Panthers were absolutely annoying as hell in that defensive drive, playing soft zone coverage on the final defensive drive of the game. Is the stupidest thing I've ever witnessed. I'm annoyed with myself with getting even the slightest bit emotionally optimistic in that football team. Trying to think what else. I'll say this. I have a buddy here in the area who is from Chicago. He's a Bears fan and has had season tickets for like a very long time, like through his family, like, you know, multi-generational, that type of fan.
Yeah.
He texted me this morning. I don't hear from him very often, kind of like a distant friendship these days, but he was talking some shit. He was like, I'm ready for the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game. And I was like, dude. I was like, buddy, you got to get past the divisional round first. like I am, I still think the Bears are fraudulent. Like any other team in the NFC, that if they had played any other team in the NFC, like I think they maybe lose that game. I really do. Like they were down 21-3 in the first half.
So bad, man.
So bad. Like as much as we joke about Caleb, like he made some terrible throws, some terrible decisions, like really bad ones. And I just, I have a hard time seeing them able to pull off that cardiac Bears like bullshit on repeat against, you know, three
quality opponents.
Like the
Packers do not qualify as a quality opponent.
Can we take a second, Brian, and remember that they were like the most hyped offseason team, like of all time?
Totally.
I could not turn on any podcast from any commentator without hearing them basically, I'm not going to make an inappropriate joke, basically like, you know,
glaze.
That's a really appropriate word. Like glaze Matt LaFleur and you know, like that and granted, they had a lot of injuries. I'm aware of that. Like Tucker Kraft, like Micah Parsons, like I know they've had injuries, but I'm just not scared of anybody. And I'm so ready for this Niners game. I'm already laser focused on it. And it's very possible we might have to beat not just the Niners, but the Rams to get to the Super Bowl as well.
Do we hope that this is a Sunday game or a Saturday game? I know you probably say you don't care. Like, is it better to have an extra day of rest? Is it better to have the 49ers have one less day of rest? Like, what do you think is better?
Oh, I think it's as minimal time of rest and recovery for the Niners as possible. I mean, do you see it differently?
No, I mean, I think that's probably right. I think it's probably right. I think there's at least some increased chance that it'll be a Sunday game with the team that they're playing on a, you know, Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's not the most fair thing to make the 49ers travel, but like, so don't be the sixth seed if you don't want that. But like, I don't know. I find it interesting. I don't know, man. I saw someone in the chat being like, "Oh, Evan, don't be so like confident. Stay humble." And I'm like, "No, this is a good Seahawks team. It's okay to be confident about the Seahawks team without saying it's going to be." Like Evan just said, it's going to be closer. So I'm not sure what that's about.
I do think it's going to be closer, but like, I want to be careful about what I say here. There is a legitimate reason to have confidence, not arrogance, but confidence in this Seahawks football team. And it's a very obvious area for me. I love you and I root for you, Sam Darnold, but it's not you. It's this Seahawks defense, which is a historically dominant unit.
Yeah. And that's not a hyperbole. That's real.
That's not hyperbole at all. Like you've got Pro Bowlers and all pros playing at almost, you know, in every position group almost, you know, and I just don't even know what to say when we've gone back to our conversations about blue chip talent and how many you need that, how much blue chip talent you need, all pro level type players, first or second team, it doesn't matter, you know, to win and compete for a Super Bowl. We've got that number and we've got guys who are not pro bowlers, not all pro type of players who are outperforming I think what they're even capable of. Like, I think Mike McDonald and this defensive coaching staff is maximizing the talent that they have. So I have confidence in big portions of this football team.
Here's the sweet spot, dude. It is the Seahawks should win this game. You should end up going looking at this game expecting that the Seahawks should win this game. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to win a playoff game against anybody. It's not easy to win your first playoff game when you got a bunch of guys that have never been in this position before, including the coaching staff. And it's not easy to beat a team that's been to the Super Bowl and is really well coached and has a good quarterback. And like, it's not easy. But you shouldn't be fearful either. I don't want to hear any of this shit of like, oh, let's, you know, oh no, the 49ers are going to be tough. Like, yeah, they'll be tough. but like the Seahawks should expect to win. And what I'm seeing, to give you some idea if these are accurate, the odds have come out. Have you seen this?
It was Seahawks plus 6.5 or something, or Seahawks, sorry, minus 6.5.
Minus 6.5 is where the odds started. Mm. We'll find out where they will end up. But that's about right, dude. Like the Seahawks are going to I wouldn't be surprised if they end up over touchdown favorites in this game.
I agree. I just really hope fans show up in a big, meaningful way. Like I really do.
Like it's a love affair, man. Let's go.
That's just where my, you know, like early adulthood, like late teenage years, growing up on the end of the Matt Hasselbeck days and Russell Wilson days. Like I really hope to see this fan base with the same level of like, we can take on the fucking world type of attitude. It'd be really cool. I hope to see it.
I saw some super chats. We'll get to those real quick. I saw that there was someone who was asking how to list tickets on HBTix. You just mm-hmm. got to go to HBTix.com, log in, and then make sure you enable like agree to terms and conditions, and then go to the tickets tab and click add. It's that simple. Go there, add your tickets, and that's where you can go to also buy tickets. I will be, for everyone that signs up, I highly recommend that you turn on the weekly email that's at the beginning of sign up, so that every week I send via email to everyone who's on that list all the tickets that are available. So recommend you do that as well. All right, quickly through these super chats. Evan, you can stay or go, up to you. It'll be pretty quick. Landon Howell says, so far this weekend, I think is what he's saying, no NFC team looks threatening. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean the Rams are threatening no matter what they do, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. I do think that Finger, though, is a wild card. Like his performance, like he's making a lot of errant throws after that hit.
It's true. I mean, we'll see. I mean, Josh Allen hit his finger today.
That's true.
They showed it, and then he played the rest of the game. And guess what? The announcers didn't spend the entire time, every time he made a bad throw, saying, oh, it's got to be the finger.
Sure. But I guess my point is, like, it's an impact. Like, it's a factor, like, and a potentially big one. Like,
yeah.
if he's not fully.
I mean, the Bears lost their left tackle. Their second left tackle, they're going to be like,
I forgot about that.
Like they lost Edwards, their linebacker. You're going to have Jared Verse going up against like a 10th string left. Like it's going to be ugly in Chicago. I think if you ask me right now, and I'm going to do more work and think about this, Evan, I think the Seahawks win this game going away. I think the Rams win their game going away. And it's going to be the battle of the ages. What it really should be. For the NFC Championship in Seattle. That's what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Does not mean there's no chance the Niners can win. And I got no, that's not what I'm saying. Although I always want the worst for that team. That's honestly what I think is the most likely outcome. All right. We've got Danny McCormick says, fuck the 40 whiners, bring them on. So we'll play anyone. Yep. Gotcha. Love it. Landon Howell. So far this weekend, no NFC team looks scary. Gotcha, Landon. Thank you. Hans Smith says, gonna just say watched all the NFC games this weekend and there isn't a team I'm worried about at home. Careful now, guys. You're getting a little more confident than me. You should be worried about every team a little bit. Smokecock says, I was so conflicted. I couldn't bring myself to cheer for the 49ers. LOL. Got a new member here in Danny McCormick. Welcome to the crew. Free Truth, who's been a member for a month, says, Kittle's out. Our secondary is going to feast. Yeah, there's one definitely like one less target for sure. Will Fries, I'm nervous that Shanny was humiliated last week and is too smart to not come up with a better plan, and they'll also be loosed and relaxed while we'll have all the pressure on us. I don't know. I do think that Shanahan is going to make adjustments to what Mike McDonald did, but let's be really clear, Evan, this was not a one game thing. They have now played the 49ers played the Seahawks three times. And they haven't scored more than 17 points in any of those games.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had some chances to make adjustments so far, and he has not put together a big offensive game. And they didn't just put together a big offensive game. Juwan Jennings needed like to throw a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey in this game for them to win. So I don't think that's like my concern.
Also, let me just say something about the expected to win. Like the pressure is on Seattle. That is bullshit. The Seahawks were projected, their line of regular season wins was like 7 in the offseason. Okay. Yeah. Seattle, you know, has a second year head coach going up, you know, Kyle Shanahan, who I think has way more to like, I think he has way more pressure on his back. I think he's outperformed with, you know, the injury issues this year, but he's still never won it all. And he's had some pretty bad chokes in the Super Bowl across multiple teams. I think the pressure from like a coaching perspective is far more on Kyle Shanahan's shoulders than it is Mike McDonald's. So
interesting. Interesting. Big Daddy Small says, like I said this morning, I want to see the 49ers and Rams on the road to the Super Bowl. I want to show everyone why we are daddy of the NFC West. Detail oriented says, I've been saying this, but I'll say it again. How, quote, together our team is can't be underestimated. It makes such a huge difference. We're not depending on one or two players. Teams win, period. MOB 12 as one. Josh Schmidt says, no amount of scheme can make up for the difference in physicality. Go Hawks. And Evan will be dancing again real soon. Start stretching. You got to make sure. I don't want any back injuries out of you, dude. Let's just make that clear. TRXC says, congrats to the 49ers. Mad respect to Shanigans, but we are a better team. 49ers should be stressed. How do you score on us with who? Woolen is going to have 2 interceptions. You might. Halo Hawk has been a member for 14 months, says, I would love to go, but tickets are super expensive. Yeah, I'm not going to blame anybody who can't afford to go. Like, totally get it. But if you're thinking about it, like buy them now because they're not going to get cheaper now that 49ers fans know where they're going to go to play.
Well, I'll say this. If HB Tix has, you know, tickets starting at $400 a pop for a home divisional game against their most bitter, hated divisional rival. Yeah, I'm not going to pretend $400 isn't a lot of money, but like for a playoff game, that seems not terrible.
No,
like
no,
that's a normal price. That I'm almost tempted to say like for a Seahawks home playoff game, that's actually a good price because it doesn't include the markup, right? Doesn't include the fees. It's people being more generous and intentional. So
here's one just thing. If we take any lesson from the wild card weekend, it's that all these games are going to be close. I wouldn't be surprised if the story of next weekend is none of the games are close.
I definitely agree with you with Philly Rams. I think what's his face?
Rams Bears.
Yes. Sorry. I'm still thinking Philly is going
to
get
to wrap situation. Your head around, right?
I think Ben Johnson is going to get cooked.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I've decided. I think I want them to play. The ideal thing would be for them to play Saturday night and for the Rams Bears to play Saturday day and for us to be able to watch the Rams play before the Seahawks game. That would be my ideal.
I haven't thought about that. I haven't thought about that. So wait, you want the Rams to play before the Seahawks do?
I do.
Ooh, I don't know it. I don't know if I agree with that. Can you explain to me your rationale, like emotionally?
Well, one, that's going to be the game I'm most interested in, obviously. And so going to the game and being able to like hit a bar and pregame watching that would be really fun. And hate watching it be fun. And if the Rams lose somehow, that would be like I think it would wrap, like get people even more frothing at the mouth in the stadium. Like it is right there for us.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know. Like, I think that's mainly why. Why are you, what's your
preference? No, you actually sold me on that. That makes sense. Like, because if the Bears win, we're going to kick their ass. Mike McDonald is going to tear Ben Johnson a new one if that happens.
Well, so. I mean, if we ever get there, we'll talk about that. I know that game in Detroit last year did not sit well with Mike.
Well, think about this, though. It would be such a storyline because Seattle interviewed both candidates.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, you know, the Bears got Ben Johnson. The Seahawks got Mike McDonald. The Seahawks interviewed both of them. Did they make the right choice? I'm not, you know, I'm just saying those could be the storylines. Could be fun.
Can I just say how happy I am again that that's how it played out? Because Ben Johnson, that was not a good look last night.
Oh, I totally disagree with you on this. Oh. I love that he leans into it. I'm sorry. I wish Ben Johnson was like on that media table with Caleb Williams, like doing the cheese grater thing. That is, that is so funny to me. The cheese grater thing will never stop being funny to me. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of love Ben Johnson.
Okay. All right.
Like, I love it. Totally different style of head coach, right? Completely different. But like he leans into it. Like he's literally screaming, fuck the Packers.
He was
in the locker room. That's
a bad look, man.
Come on.
I think it's a bad look.
It's a bad look. He just won a playoff game against them. Like,
I know. I thought that was
ugly. Professionalism and morality. Let's kick some butt. That's my take.
It's not about being emotional and saying F this. It is the energy is like, what did they just do? Not like, I hate this team. I'm glad we beat that team. Like, how about the fact that you just came back from 21-3? Like, how good are we? What are we? Like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, the energy being about hating a rival in that moment is weird. Like, I think you should be celebrating your own team. But, you know, that's why we do this show, because we don't all see things the same way. All right, dude. There's another game going on, which, by the way, the Chargers, Patriots, 3-3 in the second quarter, the 14-3 Patriots playing the 11-6 Chargers. And Drake May's got a pick already, but you know, Justin Herbert hasn't done much himself. So I think we'll both go watch that game. Any final thoughts before we jump out of here?
This is our moment. Fill up that stadium, boys and girls. Let's do it.
All right. Someone asked for a Venmo super chat. I'm going to let Evan go. I will check that out. Evan, I'll see you later, dude. Let me do Venmo super chats. If you want to do a Venmo super chat, you can venmo.com/Brian-Nemhauser. And here it is. Sebastian Fairchild. Hawks open up as 7.5-point favorites in some markets. This feels like a huge number. What are your thoughts on this with them coming off a huge road win today? I mean, I think you probably heard what I said, and thanks for the super chat, Sebastian. I think the Seahawks should be 7 to 7.5-point favorites. That's about right in my mind. I think the Seahawks have a real chance to boat race the 49ers. It doesn't mean that they're going to. I'm not saying that the 49ers are an easy team to play. I just think the Seahawks are a freight train, and I think the 49ers are not strong enough to handle what's coming their way. So could crazy things happen? Could Purdy like go out of his mind? Could Kyle Shanahan do something wild? Sure. All of those things, you know, are possible. Look what happened today. I didn't see that coming. So it's not like I believe I'm always right. But I've studied all these teams at a lot of depth, not just this year, but for years. And there's not going to be a good reason to think that the 49ers are going to be a lot better than they were the last time. I think their offense could be better. I don't think it's going to be a lot better, but it could be better. It also could be close to the same. It could be like 10 points. And I think the Seahawks offense is going to play an even better game than they did the first time. So I think if you asked me, what's more likely, the Seahawks scoring 15 more points than they did in week 18, or the 49ers scoring 15 more points than they did? I think it's more likely the Seahawks are going to score additional points. And yeah, we'll get closer into it. I'll do all my analysis through the week. We'll catch up on all that. We'll see what the injury situation is. I think Ricky Pearsall can make a difference there for sure. But George Kittle being out makes a difference as well. All right, folks. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. I will be back tomorrow morning. We'll figure out what we're going to do with that show. We've got a ton of great guests all week long. So I will see you then. Until then, have a great rest of your night. This has been a special episode of Real Hawk Talk. Take care.